Hey, 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 it's Tuesday! Hannah and I are having our work day, so we're coming together to do a quick little podcast.
Yes.
5 minutes.
Just five.
Just five. And first, we're going to do our...
Candy.
I was going to say our annual candy tasting, but this happens once a week. So is that weekly? Yes, it's a weekly candy tasting. Okay, so ready?
Ready.
Here I got...
It's
Twizzlers Sour Mini Twists.
I love sour.
Oh, okay, good. I haven't tried them yet, so let's see what Hannah thinks.
A red one, of course. Always red, always red.
I was in Sheetz a couple weeks ago, and they had all kind of candy that I had never seen before, so I had to grab them and see if Hannah wants to try.
I like these.
She likes them. Sour Twizzler Mini Twists. Comes in a nice sharing size bag, too.
Perfect also for
says,
sharing.
Also low says fat. Low fat.
Perfect.
High in sugar.
Great. Just what we need.
So, Hannah, I have a question as a follow-up to what we discussed last week.
Yes.
Remember you asked me about the photographer who took pictures of your signs at a wedding?
I do.
And you reached out to her, mm-hmm. and she didn't respond.
Correct.
And then you were wondering when and if you should reach out again to get some photos of the products that you had...
Yep.
Done. Mm-hmm. So what'd you do?
I haven't reached out yet. Did anything happen? I haven't reached out yet.
You haven't reached out yet. It's been a month since the wedding. Yeah.
I need to do it soon because I actually just noticed that she is doing some mini sessions. So before she gets busy again, I would like sneak in there.
Right.
I got a little busy too.
As we all do.
Yeah.
Yeah. But don't be afraid.
I know.
Don't be afraid to reach out.
Yeah, I am still afraid.
So speaking of being afraid, and reaching out. I did a styled shoot with a group of vendors at a new venue a week ago?
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks ago? I don't know. I don't even know. It's November now. It doesn't seem like it should be.
Yeah, who even knows when it was.
So one of the vendors posted one of the pictures
that
I took at the shoot, and they didn't tag me. They tagged everybody else except me. And I was like, all right, so they probably didn't purposely leave me out as the photographer. It probably was a simple mistake. They just oversaw that detail. But I was really afraid to reach out and be like, hey, that you shared. Thank you for sharing. I just wanted to let you know that I'm not tagged as the photographer.
Yeah.
And I was straight up like, I'm not trying to like pin a rose on my nose and saying that I have to have credit.
Right.
But because everybody else in the styled shoot was giving credit,
yeah.
I was wondering. And she got back to me right away and was super nice about it. And she apologized.
I'm glad.
She was like, do you want me to change anything? Do you want me to say anything different? I can even like erase it. And I was like, no, don't like, I'm just happy to have the credit because she gave everybody else the credit.
Just give credit where credit is due.
Right. And it worked out. But I was really kind of afraid to message her and say, oh my gosh, you left that out. Because I never want to point a finger and make people feel bad.
And you never want to make anyone feel like they did something wrong.
Right.
Like, that's one of my fears is making someone feel like that they did something wrong when I'm just like asking a question.
Right.
Completely asking a question.
Well, I tried to like be very positive and be true about that. Like, thank you for sharing.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you for supplying the dresses. They were gorgeous.
It's just hard to convey anything over messages.
Right.
Anything. It's so hard to convey any type of emotion, any type of like just.
Right. Like, I didn't want her to know I was mad.
Yeah.
I didn't want her to think I was mad.
No.
I really wasn't mad because I knew it was probably just an innocent mistake. And it was. So,
yeah.
I'm glad that I reached out. So, speaking of, in the last 1 minute and 20 seconds we have, 10 seconds. Remember that time that I contacted a venue because they incorrectly credited one of my pictures?
I do remember.
And they said
that they would.
They actually used past tense and said that they had fixed it on Facebook and Instagram.
And never did.
Never did.
They still have it to
this
day.
They still have it.
How does that make you feel?
I don't know. I feel lied to.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt that like,
it blows my mind that they use past tense with it.
They're right, like they talked like, oh,
like it
done, finished, we got it fixed.
And that's just a clear lie.
And so then that just seems like they were lying.
Yeah.
But I'm just, again, I'm just hoping that it was another mistake and they didn't mean to miscredit and they didn't not credit me.
Do you think you're going to reach out again? Or
no,
do you think you're just gonna say
I'm going to let it go because they've given me referrals, which is more valuable than just having one picture tagged.
You're right.
So you gotta let some things go.
Yeah, let some things go.
So, 11 seconds left. We'll say goodbye. I think we should go do a podcast on Thursday when we have a creative retreat.
Yes, will.
Come back for that.
Come back Thursday.
Bye.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.